Buckley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plaques. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we kick it off on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. May have Texas Law Shield on the air in the next hour. I don't know. They didn't send me an email. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I have a few questions for them. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you set up on your home computer, but it's going to come to your mobile phone in the form of a text. And with this, you can set up everything you've got going on during the day. But what Civil Dispatch does, unbidden, which sort of sets them apart from the rest of the herd, is based on your locale, they're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine that there's no way to plan for. The terrorist attack, the flash flood, the earthquake, the tornado, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. The Battle Comp Lock and Load promo continues on. I think we're now down to 15 left out of the 25 original. And I know there's two AK Battle Comps left. Two. So Here's how you get involved in this. You go to the Brian Terry Foundation. Make a $100 tax-deductible contribution. Take that computer-generated receipt and email that to me along with your address and which Battle Comp you want. I forward that to Battle Comp, and then they, straight from Battle Comp, you get the Battle Comp you pick, you get that shipped to you. And it's going to have the show's logo on it instead of the Battle Comp logo, which will make it unique, not worth a dime more than it already is. But unique. I won't have one of them. That's the problem with Battle Comps. They just don't break, so I have no need to replace any of mine. So, if that's something you're interested in putting on the end of your gun, which will truly change the firing characteristic of that gun, get involved. A lot of the gun grabbers out there will preface every opportunity they get by saying, we need to have a conversation about guns in America, which we have had many, many times. Now, they supposedly had it in Colorado. Coming from Colorado, an article by the Denver Post reports that the number of background checks conducted on private firearm transfers in Colorado, under their new state law, is only about half of what was first reported by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. The revelation shines a new light on the debate in Colorado over repealing the law, which gun control supporters had previously heralded as a success. The false tally of background checks is newsworthy in its own right. However, at the end of the article, the Post reminds readers of something that applies to the gun control debate generally.
the irrationality of some of the people that Second Amendment supporters are up against in that ongoing effort. Good morning. How long now? The article noted that a co-sponsor of Colorado's background check law, State Representative Rhonda Fields, has repeatedly said that the incursion on Second Amendment rights is justified if it prevents even one prohibited person from acquiring a firearm. I love the phrase. It's a very familiar phrase for us. Obama campaigned for his gun control agenda, saying, if there's even one thing we can do, if there's just one life we can save, we've got an obligation to try. Joe, by a shotgun, Biden agreed with the president, even if we only, what we do only saves one life, it makes sense. This is not logical, of course, because they completely dismiss any potential good that might come from the action being restricted or prohibited. This would be true even if the right to arms is not a fundamental individual right, even if it wasn't protected by the Bill of Rights, and even if it could only be subject to a cost-benefit analysis type breakdown. A valid cost-benefit analysis performed on a gun control proposal would have to consider not only the number of lives possibly saved by the restriction, but the number of lives possibly cost because crime victims did not have arms when and where they needed them, among other potential costs. Now, anti-gun politicians know this, but they like to use the "if it stops just one" rhetoric anyway, because it appeals to people who simply want to believe that guns have only negative uses, which they also believe that because of the way they're portrayed in the media. That viewpoint, this convenient viewpoint, offers support for any and every gun control measure, including a complete ban on the private possession of firearms. Wherever it begins, that thinking can only lead to an endless succession of additional infringements. They know it. We know it. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I noticed there's Rhonda Fields. Used the word incursion rather than infringement. Okay, now we start to apply this principle to other amendments. If an incursion on the First Amendment prevents any person from saying something inflammatory and irresponsible, it's justified. You know, if the incursion, an incursion on the Fourth Amendment prevents any one person from having something they shouldn't have, it's justified. Obviously, this logic is just, you know, twisted beyond belief.
Well, yes, and it all depends on where they set the bar. Once you've got that in place, then this continual moving of the bar. You know, if they were really after guns used in crime, they wouldn't be going after any black guns at all.
Right.
They'd be going after handguns. But they want to use the assault rifle nonsense as that beginning placement of the bar.
Well, it's just a ridiculous notion that preventing one crime justifies the abrogation of all rights. It's basically where, you know, the slippery slope for our thinking goes.
That's right.
You know, and, you know, it's ridiculous. And I've noticed all the stories we've seen about gun-related incidents lately. Last week, there was a 2-year-old who shot and killed her 12-year-old sister because they were playing with the boyfriend's gun, which he put on top of the fridge after entering the home. Mm. Things like this. And, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, statistically, okay, in a country of 300 million people, even if gun incidents are exceedingly low, or like even now when the FBI crime stats are very low, it's a great improvement in recent decades and stuff, in the world, there is crime, there are incidents, there are people who do stupid things, blah, blah, blah. Now, even if they represent a really minute percentage of the whole. Okay, there's still, in a country of 300 million people, there's still going to be a significant number of incidents, you know, in terms of if you were to become aware of
can,
every
can
incident.
Can I get you to hold through the break? Can I get
sure,
you to hold
sure.
through the break? Yeah, you hold through the break. You know, if you take and give it to them where they say 30,000 incidents of gun violence, where they include the suicide stats, that's still a very minute percentage.
Right.
Especially compared to every other way you can die unnaturally. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
The Low Rider. The Low Rider is a little higher.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Glenn in Philadelphia. You were saying, sir.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that, like, so even if the stats cross-sectionally across the board are really good and minimal in terms of the number of tragic gun-related incidents, you know, in a country of 300 million people, there are going to be X in number of incidents annually. And it seems that they seem intent on publicizing to the greatest extent possible every single incident they can find to try and make it appear as though there's a pandemic of gun incidents and violence. And then, you know, they've used this blown out of proportion media coverage to justify, you know, further attempts at gun confiscation and registration and stuff. You know, so they're really not accurately representing the problem, you know. They're blowing everything out of proportion as much as possible and using the pervasive nature of the media to ram that down everybody's throats. But that's pretty much all I have, except to say, Bill, just remember, if we can save even one person from coronary artery disease, the complete elimination of fast food is justified.
That's blasphemy, Glenn. I get what you're saying. Here's the thing. If defensive gun use stops, and this is the fact, okay, this is the fact the CDC found, not me, not Dave Koppel, not David Kodrian, not John Lott. This is the fact the CDC found at Barack Obama's behest. If defensive gun use stops, we probably have between 2.5 and 3 million new trauma cases every year.
Mm-hmm.
When they, you know, if they survive the crime.
Right.
So that's the fact, Jack. If you want to get out there and start talking data, that's a big piece of data. And that would probably overload Obamacare. You know, we don't want to do that. It's already got enough problems without actually having real issues added to it, doesn't it?
Absolutely crazy. So, all right, Bill, well, listen, have a good week. I better run.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Stay safe. These people are extremists among gun control supporters, to be sure, but they are the ones driving the gun control debate today. They dismiss anyone who disagrees with them. Mobs demand action, and they fix up on a day when they can bring about the complete destruction of the Second Amendment with extreme prejudice. All the rest of you, Americans for Responsible Solutions, the Brady Campaign, the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, Violence Policy Center, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, all of you, that's where you guys want to go. If you want, what needs to happen here, if you want to make a change as far as violence is concerned, which, you know what, I'd like to see a change as far as violence is concerned. And even if we eradicate all violence, there's still a need for guns. But in order to bring violence down a notch, you need to look at addressing the root causes of crime and violence and how to best deal with the offenders. Yet there is no negotiation on reasonable gun safety measures with people holding the view that any gun control measure, no matter how oppressive, is justified if even a single case can be cited where it might have made some difference. Now, never mind the 3 million cases that make a difference. On a daily basis, according to the CDC, you know, I'm more than willing to go with their data, if that's what it takes. That's their player in that game anyway. There's only our victory or theirs in this now. Our victory can begin with it can begin by turning some of these people out of office. Our victory, it has begun in three places. It has begun in four places, Colorado, New York, Connecticut, and now Nevada. Now, I know that there's some of you out there that look out around you and you say, there's just so much corruption. There's just so much anti-constitutional stuff going. The elections are rigged. Nothing I do can make a difference. We have to go this way. It's going to go this way. Victory, there's a lot of different ways to achieve victory. And victory, of course, that's I don't live in a land of unicorns and rainbows like the gun grabbers do. I know that once a victory is proclaimed, it is, what have you done for me lately? Because they will regroup and they will come back at us another time. one thing that makes it difficult for them is actual information and fact getting out there about what actually happens. But the other thing that I want you to bear in mind is this. We're not going to get anywhere talking about certain things, and that's it, just discussing. We need to put a viable, blunt force impediment in their way. What about the surveillance? What about this? What about that? Here's my question. If you're listening to me right now, you probably are listening to me because you might think along the same lines I do. So my question is this. Are you so fatalistic that you don't think you can do anything to change the course of this country individually? Or are you willing to do whatever it takes? Are you willing to take whatever punishment you have to get? Are you willing to continue to get up over and over and over again as often as you can? Are you a puncher in the parlance of fighting? If you are a puncher, if you are doggedly determined to stay upright at all costs, you are a formidable opponent. If you're out there and if you're pointing at things and saying, this is the cause and this is the cause and this is the cause, do you want to know the cause? The cause of where we've gotten today is we got too comfortable. We got too comfortable. We were too busy living the dream. America is a dream realized. It is going in the wrong direction, no doubt about it. But don't think for 1 minute. I mean, if nothing else, look at Connecticut and Colorado and New York and Nevada, and look what the people did in those states. Look at what the people did to rally around the Bundy family in Nevada, and say to yourself, we can successfully defy. Now, there's a couple of ways that comes about, okay? And I'm not going to name any names, okay? But one thing that really the liberals really have down well is they don't attack each other. And the other day, you know, Richard Mack apparently made a maybe not the best tactical call, and a lot of people want to call him out on it. So we're going to have a squabble about a suggestion somebody had while we're facing down an armed federal force. We're going to squabble about that while that's going on. Really? I'll continue. We'll be back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship in a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm trying to, by now, in four states, we have shown government what we can do to them. Through various means, we have recalled them and fired them. We're defying them. And now we're standing them down with force of guns, force of arms. And yet, for some reason, I sense out there that a lot of people think that we're still in dire straits, which, don't kid yourself, we are if they can direct us that way. But I want to point this out to you, please, if I may. And I was using the Richard Mack thing. Now, you know, it is reported that Richard Mack went out there and said, put the women in front. Okay. Not the smartest thing. He wasn't... he wasn't in charge of anything. He was just there. The women were in back, and there was a bunch of cowboys on horses in front. And yet, on Friday, people were talking about it. As if that was an issue. And now we need to go after Richard Mack for being dumb. And yet, when you look at the liberal side... You know, they backed Anthony Weiner till they just couldn't anymore, till it was just so apparent that the dude was a sick egomaniac that he had to go. that finally they said, okay, let's go. Leland Yee, if they didn't have such a big case on him, do you think he would have been suspended by the California General Assembly? Harry Reid is out there calling people that are just people that love freedom and everything else enemies of liberty, domestic terrorists. And nobody on the Democratic side stands up and says, Harry, bring it back in a notch, buddy. These are Americans we're talking about. Do you know why? Because they understand that they have to show a united front. Now, in Colorado, they did a united front. They didn't get out there and say, who do you belong to? NRA, what about you? Second Amendment Foundation, go away. They didn't do that. They didn't do that. They united. I know there's a little bit of squabbling going on right now as to who is the more absolutist among the gun control or the gun advocacy groups in New York State, but united, they are defying Cuomo. Likewise in Connecticut. Now, all of these people that went to Nevada were not sitting around saying, I want to be in charge of something. They said, where do I go? And then they went there. And all of these people that are standing up, of course the media is savaging them. That's what they do. These are bearded, scruffy cretins like the, you know, the guy I see on the bridge in Nevada with his SKS tooled up and everything. And he's in a good cover position. Of course, everybody taking a picture of him isn't. I guess they're relying on the BLM to hit where they aim at. But he's a beaded backwoods cretin, a bearded backwoods cretin. Scruffy. He's scruffy. I just think he's a guy with a good tactical position. He's behind two big concrete pylons. They call those things the Jersey Walls. That's what they put up, you know, to separate traffic. They don't move. They don't budge. I would imagine they can take quite a few hits. Good move on that guy's part, tactically speaking. He had a nice slit to shoot through. It was great. And his finger was off the trigger, which, you know, is rare to see in pictures anymore for some reason. But if we're going to stand up to these guys, we're going to have to settle our grievances we have with each other later, after the fight is won. Focus on the fight. Here's the fight. The fight is they want to take control, absolute control of us. They want to disarm us. They want to have us in their complete and total control. Then Obamacare can be enforced at the end of a gun. Then IRS taxes can be enforced at the end of a gun. The unruly element out there if they're quieted, then at the end of the gun it can be enforced. Let's go to the phones. Barron, Colorado. Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Yes.
You know, the reason Bundy is working is because he went to law that was prior to BLM code and policy.
Right.
The reason that Colorado worked is because people went to fundamental right of self-defense prior to state statute.
Right.
Okay. The reason anything will work is you have to go back and supersede whatever the government policy rules, regulations are by using God's law.
Right. And you know, you're getting back. You're not getting fancy. You're getting back to fundamentals. Exactly.
Well, what you're doing is you're resetting your own personal authority because you are not relying on the public trough of this political monster.
You're not feeding with the rest of them.
That's right. And if you vote, you are actually asking permission. Because to be able to vote, you have to declare yourself subject to all those rules, regulations, and policies, where in reality, and not just philosophical, but in reality, you have all of the God-given right to defend yourself, to be the man in charge, saying that you are going to protect your family, that you have You have the absolute right to clean water, food, and air. And I don't care what the government does as long as they protect those inalienable rights. But you can't do it if you're voting, which means that you are now subject to. You have to become the fountainhead again.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. And I know that you have done some extensive study and taken a very hard look at all of the layers that have been layered upon layer upon layer of God's law in, you know, just from conversations we've had. And you say voting is asking permission. So your version of how we should make the change is?
Well, I took the plates off my motorcycle and off my truck. I gave up my driver's license. I'm not doing anything with a license. And every time, you know, and I go into court or I go into, you know, when I talk to the government, these government people, I'm going in for a position that I am a man under God. And they have to support the view that I have self-determination. Now, supposedly in all law, whether it's, you know, local or international, you have the absolute right of self-determination. And if you don't go in there as a living man instead of a corporate person, you're not going to get anywhere.
Well, I mean, how does that work out for you, though?
Well, not real well, because there's not a lot of us. But I'll tell you what, I was very heart-filled to see Bundy do exactly what I've been doing for 20 years. He finally said that he was there before BLM. He was there before all these rules, regulations, and policies, and he's invoking the law of the West and the rule of the land because he has the absolute right, and he does. That's what he's shown everybody. He doesn't need BLM to run a herd of cattle.
Right. Do you believe, like I believe, which I think you may be beginning to ascertain, do you think a lot of people are looking at things at the same angle that you are and they just haven't read into it as much as you have?
Well, I can't rely on that. And because I get a little forum here on RBN, or, you know, I do my own little thing where, you know, I write up documents. I'm in court with 5 different cases right now. So the main thing, that's my platform. That's how I do it. But I'm stripping away all the code. I'm not using any code. I'm not using any, not a darn thing except for the Bible. Because the Bible is law. The Bible will tell you exactly how to remove yourself from this behemoth, the hydra of commercial personhood. And when you vote, the first question on the voter registration is, are you a U.S. citizen? And that puts you squarely within the 14th Amendment. And when you do that, you are basically saying, I am a subject to this behemoth bureaucracy. And I'm not willing to do that.
Very good. Thanks, Barry. I appreciate the call. Stay safe. Keep doing what you do. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I found this in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Freedy, bald, and dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. My point here is that from time to time, everybody makes a gaffe. I'm going to make them. Larry Pratt makes them. A lot of people make them all the time. If you say something in public, you're running a 50-50 chance of saying the wrong thing or not meaning what you said or whatever you say being taken out of context. And when that happens on the liberal side, if they're saying anything about it, they're not getting out there and making it public. And we need to unite. We don't need any more of this. Let's call out this guy or call out that guy. Hey, we got to get hold of our own game and then take it to them. Take it to them. Don't worry about the moral high ground. You seize the moral high ground when your boot is on their neck. You negotiate with your boot on their neck. You say, well, we can continue this or we can learn to coexist. But understand this, we're not going to coexist under your rules. Understand? And when your boot is on their neck, they don't have a whole lot of room to try to, spin it.
That is the nature of combat, of war, of all things that were in conflict. And if you're going to negotiate with anything, then you know, the negotiations that would take place under this is, hey, live and let live. Stop trying to take away my constitutional God-given rights. Pay attention to the Constitution. It's not just about what you want. It's never been about what you want, in fact. You can decide for yourself. Coming from the desk of Alan Corwin. And we've seen this in California. Now, this is the way this is supposed to work. If you, if you're married and you have children and they're adults and they live with you for some reason, if one of you is a felon, then technically that person in that house cannot possess a gun. But everybody else in that house should be able to possess a gun. But that's not the way it's working. That is not the way it's working. The new wrinkle in rights denial and the absolute lamestream media has told you nothing about it, except that they want as many people as they can into the background check system possible to make everyone safer. 90% of the public supports that. Actually, according to the Democrats, it's 92%. Now remember this, 90% of America doesn't agree on anything. Not a thing. If 90% of America agreed on anything, things would be a lot different in the United States today. 90% of America doesn't support much of anything, especially gun stuff. So, like most news numbers these days, especially from advocates, politicians, or government, it's bogus. Let's go to the phones. Mike in New York, yes, sir.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for taking my call, and what an amazing show, especially being from New York. Just the education on a couple of shows, anyone from New York is definitely, it's worthwhile, because you grow up with such a stigma here in New York about guns and what your mentality might be on it growing up, and your show does a great job of handling those types of situations. But unrelated, I wanted to ask you your opinion or, you know, your response or what you would do when dealing with a mental bully. You know, I know there's also bullies in physical and, you know, all these different things, but sometimes, you know, even if you have your gun out, you might also be dealing with a mental bully in that situation. And really, how to overcome, like, a 90-pound gorilla coming at you mentally in that situation that we face here, also with the New World Order, so to speak, and our rights here today.
A 90-pound gorilla. Now, you're talking about somebody that's doing a lot of talking, a lot of yelling and everything else, right?
And possibly, or just possibly. Very vindictive, very vicious.
It's not necessary that you draw your weapon on them, okay? Unless you feel a imminent threat coming. Now, in the case of a 90-pound gorilla.
Well, I would honestly, I don't have a gun in any situation. There would never be. But how do you deal with that so you don't even have to, say, even draw my mental gun at this
right.
person? But, you know.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Depending on what they're talking about, depending on how you feel about it, you can make a very quick assessment as to whether or not they are rational and as to whether or not there's a conversation to be had. With some people that get out there, like especially in New York, I mean, what you said is very telling, and I've heard about this. People that have lived in New York State or in New York City specifically all of their lives, if they venture forth into a, you know, into Tennessee, South Carolina, one of the, you know, Georgia, if they go into one of those states, they are, it's like they've gone to a foreign country in a different time zone, in a different dimension.
It's a different
and
world.
It's a shock to them because they'll see, like in Tennessee, you know, carry guns around in the open. They see people carrying guns around in the open. At first, they're repelling, you know, drawing back from it. And then after a while, if they stay there long enough, they find out these are just regular people. The gun is just something else they carry daily in case they need it. And they don't want to have to use it, just like your spare tire or anything else. And I think you find that most people carry guns. With somebody that is coming at you, the 90-pound disagreeable gorilla, there are some fights, you know,
If it's a fight you can't win, don't fight it. Sun Tzu said that. That doesn't mean that you can't make a fight out of it, but with some people where there is no winning, there is no reasoning, it is not worth your time to fight them. It's not worth your time to engage them. And this is not you, this is not you giving in or capitulating. This is you making a realistic, you're making a realistic call on this, because when you fall back and regroup, that means you live to fight another day, figuratively and literally. And with some of these guys, you know, if with a 90-pound gorilla, the first one that comes to my mind is Little Big Gulp Bloomberg. I'm sure that I would love to have a chat with the man. I'm sure he's not going to agree with anything I say. And, you know, if we were having a civil chat and his baby Huey bodyguards weren't glowering over me, I would come to this, to the point where I would make my points and then I would withdraw. You have to approach it like a guerrilla warfare fight. In guerrilla warfare, you get out there, they pop up, you get in your hits, you run. You inflict damage and you run. Yeah. There's no shame in that. That's not you.
Early 80s Nintendo games taught me that very well. Unfortunately, that was some of the training I grew up on. You know, but without a doubt, you are definitely doing a great show, and I thank you for that advice.
Well, yes, sir, thank you. I wish everybody, I hope everybody in New York, I know New York City is a big download city, which is amazing. I wish more people in New York listened to it, because we're watching.
Yeah.
We are watching. And I don't think, unlike the Bundy Ranch, I don't think New York State needs any help from outside, because I think you guys have hooked up and put a line out there. And now the only one there to yell at you is Cuomo. Nobody else is going to enforce this stuff at you.
I know.
I think that's splendid.
You know, the city is, people think New York, I'm not from the city or born in the city. I was born in Brooklyn, but raised in Long Island. And I think the culture, if you go from area to area, is very different. But you find if you travel out here, New York is a big state, and there's a lot of different personalities out here, a lot of egos trying to form their own thing. But I think if we all work together, state by state, regardless of the tyranny per state and where they're trying to hit, I think if we all really work together peacefully, and also defend ourselves properly and get right with God first, I think we would all be in a better state. Let's start doing that, as we already are. And thank you for promoting doing your show, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you. That was very well stated. Thanks for your call. Feel free to call anytime. And you timed that beautifully. When we get back, we're going to talk about households that are now prohibited persons from owning guns. Interesting stuff. Let's roll into the next hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.